Press TV News in brief. The police chief of the U.S. city of St. Louis has defended two white officers who shot dead a young black man. Sam Dotson said the handgun found in slain Mansour Ababe's possession had one round in the chamber and 13 in the magazine. The fatal shooting drew fresh protests throughout St. Louis. Israel has shelled Syrian army positions, saying it was in response to rocket fire from the Golan Heights. Israeli rockets reportedly caused fires, but no injuries. The Israeli military says that four rockets fired from Syria landed in the Upper Galilee region and the Israeli-occupied parts of the Golan Heights. UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic are facing 13 new cases of alleged sexual abuse. UN Mission on African State says the cases involve several underage victims, even as young as 11 years old. And the UN mission has been plagued by a series of misconduct and abuse claims. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has stepped down and called for snap elections for September the 20th. And the move comes amid calls by hardliners within Tsipras' Syriza party that oppose the austerity measures required for a third bailout that Athens recently received from its international creditors. Saudi fighter jets have carried out several air raids on Yemen's Mahdi province in a new wave of attacks against the impoverished country. The warplanes also pounded residential neighborhoods in the southwestern city of Taiz, killing nearly 30 people, many of them women and children. Riyadh's been bombing Yemen for nearly 5 months now. And Tehran has dismissed the speculation. Media reports that Iranian personnel, instead of IAEA staff, will inspect the country's nuclear sites. A spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Behruz Kamalvandi, said the IAEA has so far been committed in keeping Iran's documents confidential.